You look good.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Do you ever stop, like, working out? That's ridiculous.
Not when I'm on tour.
Man.
I mean, I train from probably the second week of January because I see the light coming right at me, you know, knowing that I've got to go on tour.
Yeah.
So I start training with my trainer, Daniel. I've been working with him for years. And so that gets me going towards tour mode, you know. And so, and then we know that I work out, you know, pretty hard cardio-wise in April. And then in April we change. And then I eat really, really lean throughout the tour. I don't drink as much as I used to out here, which helps.
Right.
And then
Jackie.
I'll pick up the slack.
And so a lot of people are doing that for me, I promise. But thank you. Yeah, I work out a lot when I'm on the road because I have to, or I won't be able to get up there and jump around like I do.
Wow, that's crazy. We've just been talking about diets like the last couple of days. And like, I could not do like lean eating.
Sure, you could. But it's a mental choice.
Yeah, it always is, right?
I don't. You know, because all your buddies and everybody wants to go out and have drinks or whatever and, you know, do whatever. You know, like,
right.
If they're I don't get to do that because I got to come out here and do this. It's crazy.
Right.
So, but to
I know,
really
that's why
get,
I got
to
do this, yeah. Which is, and I, you know.
But anyway, but thank you for saying that.
You're very
We've been working really hard this year.
I can tell.
I've had no life because of my trainer and my manager, Clint. No,
and, and you can't go out to dinner,
and
you know,
Louis.
I'm telling you, it's a nightmare, but I mean, it pays off. You got stuff going on again. This, we've never been to this stadium before. Have
oh,
I mentioned
beautiful.
The Kenny Chesney's our guest?
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, we have never been in the state. When we walked in, it was like, this is massive.
It's beautiful. This city is beautiful. It's one of my favorite cities in the United States of America.
It's an incredible place.
But this stadium is beautiful. It's a really loud place to play, and it was built to hold sound. And it's the first time I played here, I believe it was 2006, and no, 5, 6, something like that. But and I was really thrown back about how loud it was. In
really?
Here. Yeah. It's a lot of the new stadiums are made for suites.
Sure,
you know,
exactly,
the owners build as many suites as they can put in there to make all the money. But, you know, some of the ones that were built for a real home field advantage is really a lot of fun to play because they're really loud in there.
Oh, yeah. Like a football stadium, right? Home
yeah.
field. Kenny, by the way, huge football fan, knows all the tricks. Knows all of them, right?
Some.
That's awesome. We're very excited about Songs for the Saints. You're making us wait forever for this.
Yeah. I've had this record. We finished it before Christmas. I worked on it, you know, after Hurricane Irma and Maria, you know, came through the Virgin Islands and throughout the Caribbean and into Florida. I started to go to work, you know, mentally as a way of therapy, to be honest with you, just getting it out. I didn't know what I was getting. I didn't know it was going to be a record. I just started writing and wrote the majority of the songs and recorded all the music and sang on the whole record. Did everything in 3 weeks after the storm.
Wow.
I would just get up every day and go work on this record. But, and then I went to Jimmy Buffett's studio in Key West and mixed the record. There was like for 2 weeks in December. And so before Christmas, this album that people are finally hearing 7 months after I mixed it, it's coming out. So I'm excited about that.
We're excited about it too. I mean, you've teased us with a couple of songs, including Get Along, which the perfect song for the perfect time.
Well,
so needed.
It was perfect for me. I felt like that when I heard it, I felt it had the potential to be a very special song. And I felt like that, just like you said, I felt that it was needed. I think that if you live in negativity enough, you can almost become it.
Sure.
And I felt like that as a person, I needed to hear this message, you know, but the thing I loved about it was, it's twofold. It's like I knew that my audience would want to hear this message. And
right.
I've never been the kind of artist to stand up there and preach and say, you have to think this way.
Sure.
That's because I do. But I think this is one of the songs that I could raise my hand and go, it's okay to love everybody.
Right.
And it's okay for us to take a lot of negative energy and turn it into a positive experience.
And if you have to turn off Facebook for 5 minutes... do that so
yeah.
you can get into this. I mean, this is it's
well,
like,
that's what it's about. I mean, like, you don't have to go very far to find just a wave of negativity in anybody's life. And a lot of our culture today, for some reason, feed off that negativity.
Yeah.
And we're all lost in our phones. We're all communicating on at levels that makes our brains go crazy. And it doesn't, I don't know. I just felt like that this song made me pause for a second and evaluate my life. And it was a message that I wanted to say to my audience. And it was also a message that I felt like that really belonged on this record, because there's a lot of moving forward and healing in the islands right now. That's what this record's all about.
Right.
And I wasn't for sure if Get Along fit on the record until I was done with it. But I think that there's a lot of people there and that's helped with this that can listen to Get Along and realize they can move forward with strength that maybe they didn't even know they had.
Right.
And I think that's why I felt that it was imperative not for this song just to be on the record, but for this to be the first thing I said from the record.
Right. And
at that, and it's a big old fat hit. So
yeah, there's that. You got some ears on you, kid.
Then there's that.
Yeah. You're doing all right. So I know that when with all this cleanup, you know, you just didn't sit back, right? I mean, you really got involved. I saw stuff that, you know, Kenny saved like 25 dogs last week, and it got way bigger.
Well, can
than
we
that.
Can we move this? Can we walk with this thing?
Yeah.
Okay, let me show you something. Come back here to the back of the bus.
All right, we're walking with Kenny.
So my assistant Jill was one of the people that was spearheaded this whole animal rescue thing, right? And for my birthday, she got me this present back here hanging on my wall. Hang on. Let me turn the lights on.
Going into Kenny's room, y'all.
This is a collage of every animal we saved out of the Virgin
Islands. Oh, wow.
It's 1,300 animals.
Oh, my Lord.
So it's hard to believe that is, but this is on my wall in the bus, and this is every animal that was left on island in a post-Irma island that was just devastated. And either their owners had to leave them there on island because they couldn't fly them back, or they were displaced through the storm or whatever. And so this has been a big part of our Love for Love City, you know, just the whole relief effort down there. But Jill and a lot of people from West Palm at Big Dog Ranch, and everybody from Boston, Raleigh, Victory Air, and Charlotte was all a part of this whole piece.
Wow.
And all that's part of Songs for the Saints and the whole thing we've been doing. It's been an interesting 9 months, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, just looking. So, who else is going to cry, like, right now?
No, but that's...
Everybody has... Every one of these animals has a story.
So whenever I get in a bad mood out here on the road, or, you know, I'm just not feeling, you know, the way I ought to feel, I look at that right there.
Yeah.
And realize how fortunate we are.
That'd do it. Oh, Kenny, that's wonderful. Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because all was in a natural disaster, you know? People have to make incredibly tough decisions that I couldn't make. You know what I mean?
Is this the first time you walked through a bus as you were talking?
Is. Absolutely. I love it.
A walking interview.
I love it. I feel like someone cool like Diane Walters or Bruce Cool who would walk around like with a mic. And yeah, that was awesome. Thank you for that first time. That thing. So the proceeds from the album are all going to Love for Love City?
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
So you were just doing this for love. How's the islands doing now?
They're getting a little better. It's going to be measured in years, not in months. You know, it's just, it's going to be a new normal. But, you know, it's been an interesting thing to see, you know, because when I first went down there and first started writing these songs, it was really, really broken. And it was odd to see that place, you know, that beautiful of a place that broken,
right. Honestly.
And it was, to be honest with you, I'd probably rather had not made this album that's coming out. You know,
really, yeah.
Because it's all, you know, it's the devastation and the destruction is what fed my, there was a lot of loss that fed my creativity.
Because you got to do something with those feelings. And you're lucky you have an outlet like this, because a lot of people don't.
No, I know. And so, but, you know, I'm proud of the record. I hate that I had to make it.
Sure.
But, you know, I feel like that music heals more than anything we have in our lives, I believe. And the idea that we're down, that my foundation is down there helping rebuild is one thing. But I think the reason for this record is that it's just not the buildings that need rebuilding. It's the human spirit.
Right.
And that's the power of what we do. It's the power of music. It's why we come to concerts. It's why we care. It's why we buy our favorite records and listen to them. You know, and it's just, it makes us feel what we need to feel.
Yeah. We went through this. We just won a Gracie's Award. And we won it for our coverage of the Route 91 tragedy. And when we won the award, like you making this album, we were like, oh my, we won an award, but
yeah,
oh my God, look what we won it for.
I know.
So I totally understand.
You'd rather not won
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry we had to do shows that focused yeah. around that. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm glad that I cannot wait to hear the album because we've been Thank waiting you. Way too long.
It's came from the heart. I promise you that.
I believe you 1,000%. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank
for,
you.
For the kids and for the humans and for the fur babies. And
well, I'm glad you came out. I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, well, you're
it's an
like,
acquired taste.
You're betting so. 1,000 of us having fun at Kenny shows. So I think you're good.
Well, it's going to be a loud rocking night. Thanks for being a part of our summer. And everybody out there listening, I love you. And thanks for caring about the music.
Get Along is a tune. Songs for the Saints is coming out July 27th. It's the Trip Around the Sun tour. We're in Seattle at CenturyLink Stadium on the bus with Kenny Chesney. Thank you, my friend.
Love you.